Frankie, England first. Kat Ratnapada said the selection, there was something along the lines of 80 people there. Tell me a bit how that worked.
It involved match play, a bit of a talk, and then everyone trying to get a place on the England squad, basically.
So I had visions of everybody going up to the selectors and handing over a little CV, and then you get in 15 minutes.
Yeah, you get... I mean, some people probably had, for example, 3 15 minutes. Some people had two. So I had four in a row, but, you know, it was just everyone displaying their best netball they possibly could, but whilst trying to bring everyone else's best netball out.
So there was no buzzers with massive X's above you then?
Oh, yeah, there were loads of them.
Wow, cool.
And, you know, loads of celebrities and music and fire cannons and all that.
How long did you find out before the actual announcement from England Netball? What is that process like when you're waiting for it?
Oh, it's nerve-wracking. Of course it is. It's terrifying. I mean, you go and then you come away from it and you think, oh, God, you know, I could have done a flip out then, or I should have done this, and you all, it just goes over and over in your head, and then you've got to try and tell yourself, like, no, like, it's fine. And then when it comes through, like, as a surprise as it was mental.
How much of it was a relief? Did you, or when you were there, did you realise that, you know what, I've just given it my best and I'm quietly confident?
I walked away from it being like you usually do at trials, and I walked away from it and I was like, yeah, no, I couldn't have given any better, so if I get it, well done. If I don't, you know, head up and keep going forward. So it wasn't not a surprise, but it wasn't like a, oh, wow, because I've always wanted it. So it wasn't like a, oh, Jesus, I wasn't, you know, ever planning on that. It was a, oh, my God, like, I've actually done it.
And then you start to realise that you've got all those extra training sessions to squeeze into the week.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, right, the hard work starts now.
It should be quite nice as well, because obviously you're going to be sharing it with Fran, and you're from Clan as well.
Yeah, well, I'll be sharing it with Raz from Clan, Anya from Clan, Sophie Giel from Clan, like, loads of people. It's nice having people that I know on the team as well, because it won't be as daunting going into it, because I was a bit like, oh, God, like, what if I don't know anyone? But it's nice now. And all the girls, even at trials, are super friendly. So it's not like I'm going in there going like, oh, God, everyone's going to hate me. But it's nice sort of seeing people that you play with get in as well. It's a nice reward.
When it was held in Newcastle, there was a strong crowd there. And with it being in Aberdeen, you'll be wanting more of the same, really, for all that big extra home support.
Yeah, exactly. Especially because netball's getting bigger and bigger. It'd be lovely to have as many people as possible that we can get there. Just, you know, represent how important netball is. As many people as we can get there, and that'll be amazing.
Tickets have gone on sale today, starting at around about £5, so you'll know how important having the crowd behind you is, playing week in, week out at Storm.
Yeah, I mean, I think people underestimate how important the crowd is, because it really can bring out the best game. I mean, I like playing in front of a crowd because it's nice getting the reaction of, like, especially at Storm games, like when the team does something good, like the crowd really does reward you, so I think it is really important for people to turn up. I mean, even if you've got a slight interest in netball, go along. So many people are shocked and are like, wow, like, this level of netball is pretty impressive. And people think netball is the old, you know, when you're at primary school, and it's the old pivoting, you know, Argo's goalkeeper after you've played goal attack. But now it's you hear so many people who are like, wow, netball's actually pretty impressive. So as many people we can get there to open their eyes up, the better.
How have you seen your game develop this season, especially with the likes of Tanya and Rhiann?
I'm a lot more confident and I'm a lot more content in the way I play. I'm not as harsh. I mean, they raise the old leg slap whenever I do something wrong, and that's me, like, beating myself up. But I'm more secure in the way I play. I think that's definitely what they've brought out. They've made me feel more comfortable. So I think once you become comfortable in yourself playing, it's just second nature, really.
And the excellent team squad.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so lucky with the team I have. Absolutely could not ask for anyone else in that team. They are just absolutely amazing. And it is honestly a real family. I mean, I know a lot of people say, oh, yeah, my team's a family, but I've never come across such a nice bunch of people.
It was really good to see you make your debut at London Live.
Yeah.
That was obviously at the Copper Box. You've experienced it once.
Yeah.
Can you look back on that and think, right, I've done it once, time to do it all again, because maybe the nerves aren't as dominant?
I think the nerves will always be there. I think you can't go into a game being like, oh, it's okay, I've done it once, you know, I won't be nervous. I mean, you're always going to be nervous. And I think going into it again, the whole team, we're expecting the exact same performance, the exact same challenge every game brings. You know, you can't go into it and go, oh, it's fine, we've played Mavericks once, but it'll be fine. I mean, you know, as this season is, it's surprising. You can't go into any game going, oh, you know, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. It's got to be, right, brand new game, brand new day, brand new challenge.
Are things looking quite confident in camp at the minute and just wanting to remain in that top four places?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, we're not going into any game without a fight. I mean, we've got our aim and we've got our goals and we're working to them as a team, and we'll do whatever it takes as a team to get there.